apparently, we are quite saddened that it appears this ministry has a propensity of just doing things willy-nilly without proper consultation and due process. What we are observing is that this notice was given within 48 hours, as if these schools are nightclubs or bars, where the police can just come and say there's no water, there's no electricity, or there's too much noise, can you close shop? Which we want to believe should not be seen in processes where people are leading and administering proper processes. Everybody knew that the ZANU-PF Congress was going to happen. Everybody knew that these youth games were going to happen. So it comes to us as a complete surprise as to why this decision then has to be made in this particular fashion.
Is there any disruption to the education process, Mr. Majungu?
Yes, we seriously see this because the teachers were actually caught in a process that was called a curriculum review process. That was also introduced without notice. Many of them were then seized with that particular program. A lot of us have actually been forced to fast-track marking of exams and production of reports and results, which we obviously see showed the results being produced. And we also note that in terms of proper teaching and proper school management, and we also want to believe that a lot of parents were taken off guard because there are certain pupils, certain children who are not ordinarily from the public.